This is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Microsoft. Breaking news and stimulating talk. News Talk 1010.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, a technology show you don't need a computer engineering degree to understand. That's because we aim to translate geek speak into street speak, as we like to say on this show, yet we still cover all the latest and greatest tech products. This includes computers, high-definition televisions and home theater gear, mobile phones and portable media players, cameras and camcorders, GPS navigation units, video games, and much, much more. Basically, if it has an on-off switch, we cover it. Tech Talk is brought to you by Bing.ca, Microsoft's award-winning search engine that's fast, accurate, and easy to use. Enjoy the full-screen photo of the day with facts. Get immediate info on weather, flight status, and sports scores, and enjoy the segregated search results that places websites and media into organized categories. That's Bing.ca. Bada bing, bada boom. Bing.ca. Well, if you tuned into the show last week, it was all about Apple's iPad, the just unveiled wireless tablet that does a number of things, such as download and read electronic books and newspapers, plays videos and games, lets you surf the net with your fingertip, access your email, and much more. The product is debuting in late March for about 530 Canadian or so. It's about 500 US. But this week, I wanted to talk about a related product that's a lot more affordable and available now. And that is ebook readers, lightweight and thin devices that can hold hundreds or even thousands of electronic books that you download from the internet. And joining me for the hour to answer questions about ebook readers is Sony's Carl Warmiak. Hope I pronounced that correctly.
Yep,
welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
All right. Carl is joining me from now till 1 p.m. to answer questions from listeners about ebook readers because it's still a relatively young category. And I'm sure there's a lot of questions surrounding these products. Carl, by the way, is a product trainer for Ontario at Sony Canada. And again, we welcome him to the show. I'll tell you about today's grand prize in a moment, which you'll love. But if you'd like to ask any questions or even give a comment or two about electronic book readers, who they're for, how they work, where to get books, how much they cost, and so on and so forth, the numbers to call in are 416-872-1010, toll free 1-877-518-5151, or StarTalk, that's *8255, a free call on your cell phone. Again, 416-872-1010. If you're outside of the Toronto area, 1-877-518-5151, or *8255, or StarTalk on your cell phone. So here's what we're going to do today. Everybody who gets their question or comment about ebook readers is eligible for a random callback at the end of the show. So just before 1 p.m., Scott Gill, our screener and technical operator, is going to call somebody randomly who's already been on the show with a question or comment and dial your number. And if you answer the phone with today's secret phrase, then you've won yourself a Sony Reader Touch Edition worth $350. That's right. It's a premium ebook reader, $350. All right. And it's red just in time for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
So
yes.
A great gift for your significant other or for yourself. And what we're going to do is you have the secret phrase for you to say when you answer the phone is, "My life is an open book" on News Talk 1010. That's right. "My life is an open book" on News Talk 1010. And then you've won yourself. That's all you have to say. Then you've won yourself this amazing product, which we'll hear more about it in a moment from Carl at Sony Canada. But first, to be eligible for that callback, you need to have your question on the air. So let me give you the numbers once again. 416-872-1010, toll free 1-877-518-5151, or *8255. And if you're a previous listener of Tech Talk, you know the drill on this show. There are no dumb questions. So even if you think it's a silly question to ask, it probably isn't, and other people have that question in mind as well. But the only difference is you're going to get that question answered, as well as be eligible to win our fantastic grand prize, which I'm thrilled about. So once again, our guest is Carl Warmiak.
Warmiak. Yep.
Oh, wow. I was really off. You were so polite. You just let me say it incorrectly. I apologize. Carl Warmiak. From Sony Canada, I'm getting thumbs up here. He is our guest for the hour, and I'm thrilled that you made yourself available on a Sunday at noon, so thank you.
No, I'm glad to be here.
And thank you for bringing the grand prize. So please tell us and our listeners about the Sony Reader that we're giving away, the Touch Edition.
So Touch Edition is more of our premium model. This is a really unique piece because it gets some advanced features. We have two models. We have a Pocket Edition and the Touch Edition. And with the Touch Edition, it caters more to someone who wants a more personalized experience with the reader. It's got some advanced features like a built-in Oxford Dictionary, So it allows you at any point to pull up the stylus and double tap any word on the page, and it'll give you the full meaning at the bottom. There is a annotation tool built in, which allows you to highlight text, underline text. So great for students that are using it for textbooks or PDF documents, things like that. So that annotation feature is very handy, and you can make notes on the page, download them after onto your computer. And the big thing is that it's also expandable with more memory. Both of our readers can support up to 350 ebooks on them, but the Touch Edition's got expansion card slots. So you can either put in a memory stick or an SD card, and then you can start holding thousands of books, depending on how big the memory if you put in.
Awesome. So let's just take a step back for a moment, Carl, and cover exactly what an electronic book reader is, or otherwise known as an e-book reader, e-book reader in many cases. So what is this? And given that this is radio as well, let's really, if you can, be descriptive about what they look like.
Definitely. So the Touch Edition, the one we're giving away today, it's got a 6-inch screen. It is a touch screen. And what that really allows a consumer to do, again, was, like I said, have all those great touch features. You swipe your finger across the screen to change the page. But the way the reader is displayed, it's all about the viewing experience for a consumer. And a lot of people that are avid readers have a really tough time grasping the concept of moving away from paperback to an electronic reader. And what we've done is we've developed that e-ink technology. And what we're really trying to do is simulate exactly what a consumer would see on paper in terms of ink, but on an electronic screen. So it's not backlit like a computer screen or like a TV screen. We're really actually almost writing ink on this electronic screen. And every time you change the page, it rewrites the ink on the page again. And because of that, it makes the viewing experience so much easier. You can view it in low light, bright light. You can be on the beach or you can be on the bus or train and have no issues reading it. And it's one of those things you got to try it. Because a lot of people have never tried it before and seen how it is to read on it, and it's hard to go back afterwards.
So anybody can go into one of the Sony style stores and see an ebook reader, and your brand is called Sony Reader.
Correct.
And they could take a look at and see that e-ink technology, which looks like real ink on paper.
You bet.
Okay, but again, the advantages to an electronic book reader is that you can shop 24/7. You just connect these to your computer via USB.
Correct.
And you can download books off the internet, even in your house coat.
Yep.
You can carry hundreds or even thousands of electronic books on something that's thinner than most magazines.
Correct.
And carry it around with you, and it's got a long battery life. You can double tap on a definition, on a word, and get a definition, something paper can't do, and that's exclusive to the Touch Edition of your book.
Correct.
And for those who might have trouble reading or squinting to read small font, you can adjust the font on electronic book readers, all of them.
Yes.
So you can see the words at a size that you're most comfortable with.
You bet.
All right. We're going to take a short break for traffic, Carl. When we return, more with Carl Warminiak from Sony Canada to chat and teach us about electronic book readers. And of course, we're going to dive into the questions and give away a Sony Reader Touch Edition that's red, perfect for Valentine's Day, worth $350. Stay tuned for more Tech Talk in moments.
Welcome back to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010.
Welcome back. We are chatting with Carl Warminiak from Sony Canada about ebook readers. This is a relatively new category of portable, thin devices that let you read hundreds or even thousands of electronic books that you download off the internet. Welcome back to the show, Carl. We are going to open the lines and start the discussion. And if you're just tuning in now for the first time, not only are we answering your questions or airing your comments about e-readers, electronic book readers, we are giving away one worth $350. We've got a Touch Edition, a Sony Reader Touch Edition that's red, given away to someone who gets their question or comment on the air. You're going to give your phone number to Scott Gill, our screener, and we are going to call somebody back randomly just before 1 p.m. And if you answer the phone, not with hello, but with our secret phrase, "My life is an open book," on News Talk 1010, you've won today's grand prize. The numbers once again, 416-872-1010, 1-877-518-5151 if you're outside of the GTA, or *8255, a free call on your cell phone. Let's start with Colin in St. Catharines. Hi, Colin.
Hi, how are you, Mark?
I'm fine, thanks. Thank you for calling in today.
I would love to get one of these. I'm a very avid reader, and part of my problem is the cost of new books. And after I finish books, I have them just sitting around. what is the average price to download a new release book?
Great.
So hi, Colin. The Reader Store is actually really awesome because when you go online, you look at the New York Times bestsellers. To just give you an idea, first off, we have over a million books that are available on the ebook store. 500,000 of them are actually free. So those are available from the Google Classic titles. And we always have the New York Times bestsellers on there. And the New York Times bestsellers start at $9.99 US, so which is significantly cheaper than when if you'd walk into a Chapters or Indigo to buy them. One example I always like to use is the new Dan Brown book, The New Lost Symbol from the Da Vinci Code trilogy. And it's $9.99 US on our ebook store, and it's almost double that when you walk into a bookstore. So it's definitely something that once you buy a lot of books on our ebook store, you'll find that you'll actually pay back the hardware cost very quickly.
So, but then once you've done reading the book, you can't share it with anybody. I mean, it's on your ebook reader and on your computer, but you can't, because he was saying with paper, you can lend it to somebody or whatever, but.
You can. Say, for example, your wife or your daughter have a couple ebooks or e-readers in the household. You can share up to six readers on one computer.
Oh,
so
really?
You can get a reader for everyone in your family. And as long as you use that same computer to put the books on every time, you can share that book with six other people.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And six other readers.
That's neat. Okay, cool. All right, let's go to Doug in Guelph. Hi, Doug.
I think you have Hi, how are you doing today?
You have a great question because this is a piece of electronics which require power. So you have a question about,
Yeah, the question I have is, like, when I read a book, I can get enthralled by it and read it for hour after, hour after hour. Now, the question on these readers is, how long do the batteries last, and can you carry an extra battery in case you start wearing it down?
The battery life on the reader is fantastic. It's one of the best-selling points, I think, on our reader. It's up to 7,500 page turns. So we rate the battery life by page turns and not by X amount of hours because when you have the actual ink on the display, it's not really consuming a lot of battery life. So because of that, you're going to be able to get phenomenal battery life. You'll be able to go on your all-inclusive vacation and read 5 to 6 books without even having to worry about charging your battery once while you're away. That's one of the best-selling features and features of a reader.
Okay, and you can't replace the battery if you need to?
No, it's a lithium-ion battery. Okay. You plug it into your PC or Mac, and that's how it recharges.
Right, I was going to say, you can either plug it into the wall if you get an adapter or your computer, so at least you have a few options. And a lot of airplanes now have that USB port on the back of the seat in front of you, so you can charge it up if need be. All right, we're going to take a short break. When we return, more with Carl Warminiak from Sony Canada to chat about ebook readers. Great stuff and really good questions so far, and we're looking forward to the next batch. So stick with us. We'll be back with more Tech Talk in a few moments.
Tech Talk continues on News Talk 1010.
My life is an open book on News Talk 1010. This is the catchphrase that we want you to say if we call you back just before 1 p.m., because if you say that, you'll win yourself a Sony Reader Touch Edition book that's valued at $350. That's a wonderful grand prize for today. That is our topic as well, electronic books or ebooks, ebook readers 101. And we are joined by Carl from Sony Canada, who's here to answer your questions about ebook readers, a relatively young category, and we know you have lots of questions about them. Welcome back to the show, Carl.
Glad to be here.
It doesn't have to just be about Sony readers. Carl is able to talk about other solutions that are out there. A few companies at the Consumer Electronics Show last month in Las Vegas unveiled their ebook readers, not yet in Canada, but certainly an exciting time for the category. Sony's had a head start and has done quite well with their ebook store that's on the internet and their hardware. And there's two flavors, the touch edition and then one where you press buttons to
the pocket edition,
which is 1 inch smaller as well.
It's 1 inch smaller, doesn't have some of the advanced features with the touch screen and the built-in dictionary, but if someone's looking for a simple solution, very affordable reader and wants to get into it for the first time, you definitely got to check out the pocket as well.
Great. Let's continue our conversation with Norma in North York, who is also eligible for that grand prize. Hi, Norma.
Hi.
Thanks for calling today.
Thank you.
Are you a book fan? You like reading?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
have you been reluctant to go from paper to digital?
Yeah.
And why is that? I'm just curious.
Well, I like the feel of a book.
Mm-hmm. Got it. It's something, habit, something, guess, something, you know, tangible in your hands. Yeah, yeah.
I definitely hear that all the time from avid readers. So yeah, that's not the first time I've heard that.
Right.
I'm not the only one.
Okay. Do you have a question?
Yeah. Does this have any audio capability?
It does. The Touch Edition does have MP3 playback support, so you can download audiobooks and have them play back to you, and you can use it as an MP3 player, so which is kind of neat because a lot of people don't realize that it's not just a pure reader, but the fact that it has the MP3 player device built in. It doesn't have a speaker, so you do have to plug in headphones, so there is a headphone jack on the bottom of it, but it will play back an audiobook for you.
Carl, a lot of my listeners know I'm a fan, even though I'm a real techie guy, I'm a fan of old-time radio shows that were popular in the 40s,
yep.
And I collect them. And I use my iPhone as my main playback device for these old-time radio shows because I subscribe to podcasts and all that. So I could put them on an e-book reader, and when I'm done reading, if I don't feel like reading and I want to close my eyes on a long flight, and as a journalist, I travel a lot, I can listen to those old-time radio shows because they're all in MP3 format.
Yeah, I did the same thing when I went down to CS. I had a couple podcasts on my reader and used it to play it back that way.
All right, let's go to Sheila in Mississauga. Sheila, hi there.
Hi.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I have a question in terms of when I first looked at the Kindle reader, it needed a Sprint connection, or you need to be in a Sprint service area. So I know you need a computer for this book, but do you also need some sort of other connection if you're not near your computer?
So the readers that are available in Canada, both are supported on PC and Mac. And in order to download books as of right now, you do have to plug it into your PC or Mac and use the reader store to download the books. In the U.S., you're probably talking about, we have a version called the Daily Edition, which has the 3G capability that allows you to access books wirelessly, so access our e-book store wirelessly. As of right now, it's not available in Canada. The two editions that are available here will have to be plugged into your PC or Mac to do it. Now, a lot of people look at this as being a disadvantage, but you have to remember is that you still have to plug in your reader to your computer to charge.
Okay.
So when it's charging, that's when you, the moment you plug your reader into the computer, it automatically opens up the ebook store.
You don't even
have to go to your computer or access your Internet Explorer to go to it. It automatically opens it up for you. So you're already there. So while it's charging, you browse the ebook store, grab a couple books, and it's there. So yeah, it's a great feature having the wireless capability, but a lot of people forget the fact I still need to charge my device.
Right. Not to mention, it backs up the book on your computer's hard drive and lets you copy it onto other ebook readers in the home.
You bet.
So that's another one. But that's a great question, Sheila. And it will come to Canada soon. They'll have wireless connectivity. But, you know, Carl brings up a good point about why the PC is not a bad idea either. Hey, Maria from Toronto. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Carl.
Hello.
I just want to know, what's the difference between your product, the one introduced by Apple last week, and the Kindle?
Okay.
Sure, yeah. I think me and Mark will go back and
forth. Yeah, we'll tag team that answer.
One thing that a lot of people don't realize is that we're on our third generation of the e-reader. We actually developed the world's first e-reader back in 2004. So the Touch and Pocket Edition that are available now that came out in October of last year are our third generation product. So we're quite a bit ahead of the game in terms of what the competitors are. And you were at CS, and you saw how many people are now starting to get into it. So from something that just became available 6 years ago to having over 30, 40 different providers trying to get into the reader market is really cool. And the Kindle's a very popular device. Right now, as I understand it, it's still only available online, whereas with the Sony Reader, you can still go to any store, Future Shop, Best Buy, Staples, Sony-style store, and actually physically see it and play with it and touch it before you play and before you actually purchase one of these. And the big thing is that we have, you know, a lot of great partnerships with books, and the support that's available for getting books on the Sony Reader is fantastic. Like I mentioned earlier, you have over 1 million books on our ebook store. More than half of them are free.
Right.
And that's growing as well. And I think the affordability factor.
I think the Amazon Kindle ebook reader also has access to those free books from Google, if I'm not mistaken. It's from the public domain, like the older books, like Frankenstein and all these
open source
classics. Yeah. So two other things that the Kindle books do. In terms of price, though, I'd like to understand. So the Kindle, I think, is $260 US. You can only buy it online.
Yeah, I think we worked it out. Once you get it here, it's about $330, $335
right,
Canadian.
Duties. and taxes.
The duties and taxes.
And what's the least expensive ebook reader from Sony?
$229
okay.
for the Pocket Edition.
The two things that the Kindle does is that you can wirelessly download books from using a 3G connection, which is basically a cell phone connection. You can do that, whereas you can't in Canada with the Sony product. And secondly, there's a feature on the Kindle that will read books back to you if you press the button. It's in that kind of computer synthesized voice way, so it doesn't sound anywhere near as good as a audiobook that the Sony books support, ebook reader support, but it is a nice feature that the Kindle does have.
Correct.
And then finally, we have to take a short break, but very quickly, the iPad from Apple, which I think is a really neat product, is going to be twice that price. It's going to be about $530. It will download and read ebooks and digital newspapers, but it does a lot more, hence the price. So that is more of a full-featured device that plays music and high-definition videos. You can play games. You can download productivity software. It does a lot more than just a dedicated ebook reader or electronic book reader, and hence the $530 price point.
To start,
that's for the Wi-Fi version with 16 gigs of memory, or it could be up to 1,000 with 64 gigs of memory and 3G coming this summer. Hey, welcome back, everyone. Tech Talk is brought to you by Bing.ca, Microsoft's award-winning search engine that's fast, accurate, and a breeze to use. Enjoy the full-screen photo of the day. It's one of my favorite features of it. Get immediate info on weather, flight status, and sports scores, and enjoy the segregated search results that places all the websites and media, like photos and videos and audio, into organized categories on the left-hand side. That's Bing.ca. Well, if you're just tuning in now for the first time, we are joined by Carl Warminiak.
I'm getting it.
Yep. Warminiak.
Yep.
From Sony Canada. He is the product trainer for Ontario, and he's with us for the hour to talk about Sony readers and other ebook readers as a category. This is a very exciting new product category in the consumer technology space, basically allowing consumers to walk around with a very small, thin device that displays electronic books and other media. And, I won't say it's replacing paperbacks or hardcover books, but supplementing them in a big way. And before we go back to the lines and go back to your questions about ebook readers, electronic book readers, and get ready to give away one worth $350, let's quickly, Carl, go over again the pros, the advantages to an electronic book reader.
Well, the biggest advantage, obviously, is the fact that you can carry up to, 350 books with you at any time. And the fact that the e-reader is expandable, that lets you even expand to thousands of books. So for avid travelers, for, with all the restrictions now for carry-ons and weight restrictions, being able to carry all those books with you at once is fantastic. And don't forget, it's not just books. It supports PDFs, it supports Word documents, RTF files. So it's very versatile and open in terms of what kind of formats it supports. Not just our EPUB format, which you'll find on our Sony Reader Store, it supports other reader formats as well. So it is one of the most open platform and most versatile readers on the market. And with our Reader Store, you can get, over 500,000 free books available to you to download, and almost another 500,000 that are available to purchase from as low as $3, and the New York Times bestsellers start at $9.99. And don't forget that if you have a library card, you have access to all the major libraries across the country have an ebook section. The Toronto Library has over 8,500 books that are available for you to download for free.
Okay, so talk to me about how this works exactly. So Sony ebook readers support library rentals.
Correct.
So how does that work? So people are listening right now in Toronto, and if they have a library card, how can they rent a book? How does it work?
It's awesome. You just go right to the Toronto Public Library website. And as long as you have that library card, you go on there. There's a whole section for all the ebook titles. If you're comfortable surfing our ebook store library, you'll find it's very easy to navigate online as well. And basically, you download the book, you import it into the reader software, and then you put it onto your reader. And what's really neat about this is that there's an expiry date digitally built right in. So after 14 or 21 days, depending on how long the book is out for, it'll just disappear off your reader. And as long as you're diligent, if you haven't finished reading the book, you just go back online and you can renew it just like the library book. So no more late fees.
Wow, for, times have changed.
People like me.
Let's go to Andrew in Guelph, who's been hanging on for a while. Thanks, Andrew. Hi.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
No problem.
I'm just wondering about bookmarking some of these books. maybe like page referencing or something that you can highlight text so that if you want to look at it or access it at a later date, if that's possible, how easy it is to do it, then how easy is it to access this information later on?
Yeah, great question. That's definitely one of the things that's great about the Touch Edition, the model that we will be giving away at the end of the show. It allows you to do all of those things. It's got a great bookmarking feature built in, so if you're reading multiple books at once and you're going back and forth, it'll bookmark either little tabs, or it'll remember the last point where you stopped reading. So you, when you're done reading, you turn the reader off, it remembers that last page that you left off on.
Just don't try to bend the corner.
Yeah, but it digitally actually bends the corner for you.
Right.
So, which is pretty neat. And the annotation feature allows you to either highlight, underline text, do all those great things, and this is great for students. We outfitted a school here in Toronto, Blythe Academy, with 100-plus readers that their students are using right now, actually. They just started their second semester, and they're getting a lot of their textbooks in this format. They're using this great annotation feature and the fact that they can download this highlighted page mm-hmm. to use as notes and things like that. So really growing in different ways. It's not just for the conventional reader, but we're starting to find students, business professionals, mm-hmm. things like that using the reader.
And one of the features I think is really underrated with the Touch Edition is that if there's a word you don't understand, you simply double tap it with your fingertip and it'll give you a definition at the bottom of
the
screen.
You bet.
I think that's awesome. Let's go to Mike in Burlington. Mike, are you an ebook reader fan or are you just curious about it?
Yeah, I was just thinking of getting one, Mark. I was just wondering, is the... are they universal adapters for plugging into European voltages?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, so the best thing about charging it is the fact that you can plug it into any USB, so it charges via your computer, but if you do purchase the separate AC accessory, it is dual voltage. So all you'll have to worry about when you go overseas is just getting the little plug adapter, but in terms of the voltage conversion, it's all done within the AC adapter, and that's about a $40 accessory to purchase in addition to the reader.
Carl, I remember last year I had some friends who own Macs who said they wanted to buy the Sony ebook readers, but they didn't support Macs.
Correct.
Now they do.
As of October, yes. That was the big thing when we launched the two new readers in October. We also launched our reader store to have support for both PC and Mac.
All right, we have a good question here from Sebastian in Brampton. Hi, Sebastian.
Hello.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. I just wanted to know if you could download children's books, like from ages 11 to 12, just so a kid could like listen to them on their free time or while they're in the car. That'd be really awesome to have.
That's a great question.
Yeah, there is actually a whole section on our reader store just for children's books. So you can actually go on there and browse, you know, thousands of different books that are available for children. And like we mentioned earlier, if you have a library card, you'll be able to download a lot of children's books for free off the Toronto Public Library site as well. So yes, there will be a lot of options for kids' books on our reader store and
now,
from the public library.
Carl, a lot of kids' books have illustrations.
Yes.
Can the ebook readers handle illustrations or is it text only?
No, it will do it. So even if it's not in the EPUB format, that's the format that all the books are downloaded in when you download from the reader store, because it supports PDFs and text files and things like that, it reformats it so it can put it on the screen. And even as you start zooming in to get closer into an image or you're making the text size bigger, the reader will reformat everything to make sure you can't see text. Now, they are grayscale, remember, because it's not a color screen.
Right, not color. Not yet.
Not yet.
All right, Kathy in Bowmanville, thank you for calling today. You are also eligible to win the $350 Touch Edition Sony reader. Do you remember the secret phrase, though?
I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to
say it? Yeah, why don't you say it so you can remind the other listeners, too, even though you'd rather not and keep it for yourself, right?
That's right. My life is an open book on News Talk 1010.
You got it. All right. Well, we're going to be calling somebody in just shy of 15 minutes. So you might be that person. But in the meantime, Kathy, do you have a question?
I do. I have a Sony reader, and I absolutely love it.
Awesome.
I carry it in my purse, and I have about 30 books on it right now. I just got it at Christmas.
Cool.
Great.
So my question was, and some of them have been answered on the show, which is great. I was wondering how to find the instructions on how to select annotations. Is it on the site?
It's actually built right into the reader. So when you plug it into your computer, it comes up usually with two text boxes, and their PDF manual is actually built right into the reader.
Oh, good.
So you'll be able to find it that way, also right off the reader store. So when you're on the reader store, you'll be able to find the manual on there as well. So it's all digital. It doesn't come with any paper. It's either a PDF or it's built right into the reader.
Now, just to clarify, Carl, there's two different flavors of the Sony ebook readers.
Correct.
So Carol might have the Pocket Edition. Does that have the annotation function?
It does not. So okay. Only the higher end model, right, with the bigger screen, with all the touch capabilities. So remember, you can actually swipe your finger across the screen to change pages. The built-in dictionary, the annotation feature, and the expandability, MP3 playback support,
right,
all those great things that you'll get for that $100+ premium over the Pocket Edition.
And the price difference again?
$229 for the Pocket Edition. Comes in three different colors. $349.99 for the Touch Edition, the one that we're giving away today,
right,
with all the extra cool features.
And in red. Perfect for Valentine's Day.
The hardest reader to find right now. I don't know how we pulled one of these red ones
this
out.
This is the one
out,
my aunt wants. I know,
yeah,
the reader.
Red is the hardest one to get.
Really quickly, we have time to chat with Dave before our next break in Mississauga. Hi, Dave.
Hi. When the book has pictures, illustrations, and maps, just how well does it? Could you explain it a little bit better? Like, how well do they show these things up, and will they always show them?
Yes, we haven't really come across something that it can't show text, and it is in grayscale, so it does actually look quite sharp. Even though it's originally a color image, the unit formats it properly into a grayscale, and it displays it no problem. So it even has some sample images built into the unit out of the box, so you'll actually be able to see some pictures on how they look in grayscale.
Right, and you can import your own JPEG photos as well.
You bet.
Again, even though you may not want to look at them in grayscale, it looks pretty good.
It's not bad, surprisingly.
Not bad. All right. If you haven't yet called in, 416-872-1010, 1-877-518-5151, *8255 on your cell phone. If you have any questions or comments about electronic book readers, we'll be back in a moment with our guest, Carl Warminiak from Sony Canada. But right now, the time is 12:45. If you're flipping through the radio dial here, we are glad that you stopped on News Talk 1010, and we are chatting about ebook readers, and hopefully you'll be taking a page from our discussion. Okay, I'll stop right now. All my cheesy puns. We are having fun with Carl from Sony Canada, who's joining us for the hour. He's a first-time guest on this show to chat about ebook readers, a very exciting new category, and we're getting ready to give away one. It's a red Sony e-reader Touch Edition that's valued at about $350, and it's in red, and it's an exciting, expensive prize for someone listening. So all you have to do is get your question on the air about electronic books, and you're eligible for a call back in about 10 minutes. And we've said the secret phrase numerous times. So hopefully you'll remember that, because if you say hello, unlike Ben on the trivia show, we go to the next person. We're a little bit colder here. Let's go to Georgina in Toronto. Hi, Georgina. Thanks for calling.
How are you?
Great.
My daughter just turned 15 the other day, and we told her that we would buy her an e-reader for her birthday, and we gave her the option to pick what she wanted. She's having a difficult time deciding which one she wants to pick. So I was wondering, is there age appropriate or anything like that? Like, she's not leaning towards any of them. She wants all of them, actually.
Right. So, Carl, there's basically two in Canada right now, Georgina. There's the Sony readers,
mm-hmm,
and there's the Amazon Kindle, which you would buy online.
And how about the other one that she's thinking of when it does come in is the iPad.
Right, okay. So, Carl, should I?
We can both answer it.
Yeah, so the iPad is coming out in Canada in late March, but that doesn't mean their bookstore will be ready, by the way.
Okay.
The iPad as a product will be $500 US, so as Apple usually does, they make the conversion based on the dollar exchange.
Of course.
So it may be, I don't know, $530, $540, and it doesn't mean, again, that the iBook store will be ready. If you recall, iTunes came out in Canada many years ago, but we weren't able to download high-definition
right,
movies and TV shows until fairly recently. So that's coming out, but it's going to be twice the cost of a regular book reader because it does a lot more. It plays music and videos,
right,
and so that's one thing to keep in mind. And Carl, would you like to add to that?
I think the big thing is going to be about the reading experience. If she's
an avid, she reads all day long.
Exactly. The big thing is with the Sony reader and the display that we use, because it's e-ink, it's far easier for you to transition from reading on paper to using one of these devices.
Okay.
You got to remember, with devices like the iPods and the iPad, it is a backlit screen. So
right,
it's very similar to what you get eye strain from using your computer. If you've ever had to sit in front of your computer and read for 5 hours plus,
right,
you find your eyes start to hurt after a while. And our reader, because of the e-ink, it's very easy on the eyes. And it's one of those things that when you really get into a book, you'll find that you'll be able to sit there and read it from cover to cover and be able to get the same experience you reading it on a reader because it's so easy on the eyes.
Now, Carl, is there a light or anything? Like, what if you want to read in a dim environment? Do you need to buy an external like you would for a paperback?
Yeah, there's a really cool accessory that we have, actually, that is a full case. So it's almost like a hardcover leather case with an LED almost flashlight at the top of it. And so if you want to read it in bed or in, you know, really dark environment, it'll just shine down right down onto the screen, and it tucks away neatly into the actual reader itself, and you close it up, and you got a solid leather cover to protect the screen as well. So it's a really cool accessory. You got to check it out when you see the reader for the first time.
Very quickly, we have time to chat with Susan in Rockwood before our next break. Hi, Susan.
I think Carl just answered my question.
I'm thinking
about using it like on the beach or at the park or even my kids, and I was wondering about durability, like sand getting in it or whatever. And so I think that case is possibly the answer.
You got to see it, because the unit does come with a neoprene sleeve.
Okay.
But if you are really concerned about durability, this is an actual hardcover, leather cover, and we can get the color-coded one. So if you get the beautiful red one, you can get the nice red case, and you can buy the case with or without the LED light.
Awesome. Well, I think that's a great solution.
Yeah, there's also third-party products. There's other third-party cases you can buy, and even Jelliskins, a company that I talk about from Toronto that creates these really cool stickers, they prefer to call them skins, that add some personality and style to your laptop or iPhone or BlackBerry. They also have some for the Sony reader as well. So you can add some personality, not so much protection, but some individuality, and you can customize it with a really cool design of your choice.
You bet.
All right, we got to take one last break, and then we will get to a few more calls and get ready to give away our grand prize. We'll be back with more Tech Talk in moments. Welcome back. We are chatting with Carl Warminiak from Sony Canada, chatting about the new ebook reader lineup from the company. Welcome back to the show, Carl.
Glad to be here.
We only have a couple moments to take some more calls, and then we are going to turn the tables and call someone back to see if we can give away this grand prize courtesy of Sony. But we are chatting about electronic book readers, and we'll continue with Lorraine in Etobicoke. Hi, Lorraine. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Are you watching the Super Bowl later, or are you reading is your thing?
Well, my husband and children are right now at the Raptors and rushing home to watch that later this evening.
Oh, great. Well, have fun.
Thank you. My question is, can you download books that they will read to you, like an audio book?
Yeah, so with the Reader Touch Edition, the model that we are going to be giving away in 3 minutes?
Yep, less.
That one does support MP3 playback, so you can download audiobooks and they will read back to you. So yes, that capability is available.
So in the $229 Sony Reader Pocket Edition, that does not have audio playback.
Correct. That is just more of a simple reader for someone who's looking for an affordable solution.
It's good to give people a choice, because to some, they'll never use that. They love their iPod or another portable media player, and they have no need for that feature, so why pay for it? Great. We've got Catherine here on the line, who's been waiting for a few minutes. Hi, Catherine.
Yes, good morning.
Hi there.
Yes, I have a question. We were thinking about the possibility of purchasing a Sony e-reader here in Canada and giving it to our daughter who lives in the United States as a birthday gift. We just wondered, will they be compatible?
Oh, yeah. You'll have no issues whatsoever. You talk to our sales associates at our Sony-style stores, and they sell our readers to people from Europe, from Latin America, and, yeah, they buy it just because it's universal, so you can use it pretty much anywhere and everywhere. So you'll have no problems buying it here and giving it to your daughter in the U.S.
All right. The last caller for today is Karen from Stouffville. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
You're also eligible to win our prize in a moment, but we've got to get to your question first.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, for the screen on that book, reader, can you invert the colors to make it a black background with white letters?
No. So it's always going to be black letters. So that's how the e-ink works. It's kind of just a grayish screen that's going to basically create the e-ink on there in a black text format.
Yeah, I've had that question before, Carl. So I guess that's for people who might be seeing impaired to some extent. It looks better when the contrast is inverted.
Yep. Yeah, but the big thing is just because of the levels of grayscale that we have on the screen, it is actually quite easy on the eyes. And remember the fact that you can adjust the text sizes up to 5 different levels of text. So if you find that maybe it's just a little bit too hard to read, just shoot the text size up to the next size bigger, and you'll find that it will be far easier for you to read. And it formats very quickly on the reader. It's just a quick touch of the button, and boom. It's going to be bigger text, easy to read.
That's a very cool feature. All right, it's 12:58, so Scott, if you can please do the honors, call somebody back randomly. He's going to pick a number here. Someone that's been on the air, and he's going to just call that number back to see if they remember that secret phrase. We can give away. You like our dialing music, Carl?
It works, it works.
Oh, no. I hope they're there. Not a good time to go to the bathroom.
My life is an open book on CFRB 1010.
You got it. Right. Congratulations. Yay! You are the winner of the Sony Reader Touch Edition.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Who is this?
This is Lorraine.
Lorraine, you are one of the last callers, right?
I was.
So that is proof then that even if you get in, you squeak in at the very last minute, you're able to win. And congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Much.
That's
I
very exciting.
We will enjoy it.
Good. Awesome. We're thrilled. Thank you very much. We're going to put you on hold, Lorraine. Tell you to pick up our grand prize. I want to thank Scott Gill for doing a great job behind the glass, screening and tech hopping. Thanks to Carl Warminiak from Sony Canada for joining us for the hour.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Finally got your name right by
you
the end of the
it.
Show.
You got it.
And thank you to our sponsor, Bing.ca. It's Microsoft's award-winning search engine that's fast, accurate, and easy to use. Enjoy the full-screen photo of the day with factoids. Get immediate info on weather, sports scores, and flight status and enjoy the segregated search results to help you find what you're looking for faster. That's bing.ca. Stay tuned for the Buddha Lounge coming up next on News Talk 1010. Have a great afternoon and a fun Super Bowl. Be safe.